say, but I'm glad. I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my heart's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB. WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. It's 6 o'clock, time for our prayer time get-together. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Well, it's time for the Christian world to wake up. And it's not me saying that. It was the Apostle Paul saying that in Romans chapter 13, verse 11, as we talked about this yesterday, knowing the time that it is now high time to wake out of sleep. Or his command of awake to righteousness in 1 Corinthians 15:34. As I have said before when we've been together, righteousness is acting correctly, acting justly, being upright, being virtuous, being morally correct, being authentic. All of those things are very much needed today. We know that. And they're not just needed in leaders, whatever that may be, but they're needed in everyone that names the name of Christ. Now, we might paraphrase the Old Testament, which is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Now, that is a very strong verse. And as I said, it's paraphrased from the Old Testament, but it is in Paul's writing to the church at Ephesus. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. With all of the terrible events of the world, everything that's going downhill on the moral basis, it's an alarming thing to see morality dissolve before your very eyes. It seems that even Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches are fast asleep and they need to wake up. We must arise from the dead. So what's happened in the last few years that brings us here? There's some megachurches on TV and some megachurches where you live, probably. But most churches are dwindling in attendance. The pure gospel of Jesus Christ is being bypassed with Hollywood-style productions, and those Hollywood-style productions beg constantly for more money. And these productions move further and further from the truth of God's Word. We must simply wake up to the truth. We've been lulled to sleep. Sometimes we're in a hopeless, self-inflicted stupor or coma. Even the outreach of the church is left begging. Couples called to the mission fields are spending more and more time on deputation, raising funds and prayer support so they can go. I talked to a very bright and outstanding young missionary just recently. And he said, maybe a year and a half from now, we'll be able to go to the field. And I asked him, I said, how much have you gathered in as far as support for your faith mission work? He said about 50%, and we went on to discuss the amounts and all that. But he's already been on deputation for more than a year, and he said it'd be a year to a year and a half to get the other 50%. I've talked to some missionaries that have told me the last 20% takes about 80% of the time to raise. So, you know, they've got to have financial guarantees, they've got to have their airfare covered, their health and dental and eye insurance covered, their housing, their transportation, children's education, the list just goes on. But the financial situation in the churches is almost impossible when seen through the eyes of humanity and not through the eyes of Almighty God. Now, we've got to remember the scripture, don't we? Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We have to. We have to remember that it's God who's supplying, but we also have to remember it's the individuals in the pew that are giving. The individuals in the audience that are giving. The individuals who know the missionaries who are giving. We need to be active. We need to be awake. So don't be lulled to sleep by high-sounding words that the world uses and religious leaders use. You see, the devil himself comes in as if he is an angel of light. And so we need sincere prayer and sacrificial giving to the real work of the Lord. As the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 13:11, knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you've awakened us, and we're thankful that you've begun the work in our hearts. And indeed, the work that you've begun, you will complete, you will finish, and we thank you for that. You've promised to do that. Now, Father, we join with these who are praying with us now, asking you to meet their needs and the needs of their friends and their families. And we ask you, Lord, to meet the needs of WHCB and bring in the needed resources so we can pay our bills and keep going forward. Lord, we love you, and we ask you to receive our thanksgiving, and we do so in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.